Tell me what you see.
A butterfly.
No.
A spider web?
No.
A face. No, two faces. Two faces.
What are the faces doing to each other?
Last time, I'm Poochie.
It's Friday night, y'all. Look deep into the index cards I found on the bus.
It kind of looks like a snake. I guess that could be either good or bad.
Do you have any snakeskin boots?
No.
Do you have anything that's snakeskin?
Friday, Poochie, you opened that can of Friday.
Are you guys ready to be analyzed?
Yeah.
Yeah, all day.
I'm always ready.
How are you at Poochie? Well, we're not going to do that right now.
I'm on my way home. I am in a tram in Berlin. I'm at a bit of a crossroads in my life, you know. I feel like a responsibility not to interrupt, you know, not to interfere, you know.
What do you see there when you look within?
Okay, I'll go easy on you.
Yes, please.
I see a very dark, spooky place.
Blueberries.
Do you see Rorschach blots in the messes that we make?
I do see them. I saw them earlier in the bathroom when I was cleaning up the ink that you left there.
The light on the blueberry bushes is soft and inviting.
It really touches on a lot of loss.
Yeah.
Self-sabotage.
Vulnerability.
Thoughtlessness. Carelessness. Maybe I didn't need the ice cream after all.
It's just somewhere in the back of my head, I'm just like, no survivors.
I've been disconnected from most of the public for about like 6 years now.
Okay. And now you've been disconnected from Poochie.
I am along a coastline, and I'm seeing blue, so I'm thinking I'm near the water.
Sunset, maybe? Is it a sunset? Or is
I
it...
think so, except there's two orange, so I think it's two sunsets.
Two sunsets. Two sunsets. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, so what do I need to work on?
Get ready, Annie, to meet yourself.
Yes. Awesome.
And now, this week, on Poochie. Interesting. Let's do another. What do you see here? Correct.
Fighting each other in this studio today. Just like bashing into each other. Back off, chairs. Don't fight. Poochie's here. Hi. It's Poochie. Hey, welcome to another episode of Poochie.
Poochie.
Bring you up. Hey, it's Poochie. I'm having a great time. I'm already having a great time. You should have seen this right before the show. I was a smile turned upside down. And now I'm a smile that's just a straight line, which is, that's improvement. You know, I don't know if I can get the corners of my lips to turn up. Hold on, let me see. I'm gonna look at one of my hand mirrors that I keep in my socks. Figuratively. And let me see. Come on, Poochie, smile. There we go. Too much smiling. I guess you guys are going to have to cheer the DJ up. And I am talking to you.
You.
All right. Is the show over? No, it's not. All right. Let's get through it. Let's open a box of... donuts that I just bought. Let's have a nice bite of one. Wet donut. Very powdery, though. Powder goes right down like water.
Bucci.
It's one of the lesser Bucci adages. It's not a very good one. But I have no control of these Bucci adages. By the way, I really hope that someone, my biographer out there, is compiling a list of all these adages, because it's going to be very important. I really would like you to read them at my funeral next week. Okay, so anyway, I'm kind of dancing around it. I mean, you're going to have to forgive old Booch if this show is a little not good. I haven't had a lot of time to do Boochie or do Booch this week. Usually I'm working on the show from the time I get off the air at 7 p.m. on a Friday till when I get on the air the following Friday. But this week I didn't actually get too much of a chance to do that due to a situation that I will not be getting into. I just feel like it's a little embarrassing, a little private, so I'm not going to get into it. I'm getting a text message from station manager Kenny. Says you better cursing get into it. That's what we don't pay you for. I'm drowning. Stop. Maybe a little bit more. You know, they say a lot of bad things about drowning, but it is a good way to hydrate. You know, keep that gout at bay, which I've been doing a good job on, by the way. Thank you for asking. So anyway, yeah, what was I saying? Oh, yes. So I've been involved in this thing for the last couple of weeks that has been kind of coming to a head recently. And so last week, I just kind of, it came to a incredibly pointed head, very disturbing looking head. And I guess I'll talk about it briefly right now. So people who follow me over there on Instagram, Bucci Nights, know that about like 13, 14 months ago, I bought a museum.
Bucci.
This is one of the things that Bucci does. I bought it empty. I tried to buy a museum with stuff in it, but they didn't have any of those. They just had blank ones. They had like the, you know, empty ones. The one that I bought was just had like a couple of paint buckets and a ladder leaning against the wall. You know, I wanted it to be like have a bunch of like brontosauruses in there and some declarations of independences, but they didn't have any of those, so it's just an empty museum. And so my idea was I was going to fill it with all things Bucci, and I'd call it, let's see here, Bucci's Museum. So the idea was that people would come in and stand around with their hands behind their backs and look at the various Bucci artifacts, or Bucci facts, as people on the chat over there at WFMU.org are already calling it. They're so industrious, those little elves over there. But so I could fill it with all the stuff, that all the little elements that make up the DJ First Bucket Hat, which was actually not cloth or for a style. It was actually had a medical purpose. It was metal, and it had these like binding straps that you could tighten incredibly into an incredibly tight degree. And it was like you tighten it with a Phillips head, a flat head, one of those two. And I had to wear it from ages 1 to 10. Because my head was growing too fast. So they said, get a bucket hat on that guy and make it a metal one, and then give it straps that you can tighten with a Phillips head screwdriver or a flat head, and because we need to keep that head in check. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci.
Yeah, it is.
Adage.
What else would it be in the Museum of Bucci? My first knife wound which, you know, was very important to me and my family. My first radio mic, which was a tree stump covered in moss. My first uncle, who was way, well, I loved my first uncle. And then he disappeared, and all of a sudden this other uncle appeared, and he was like, No, Bootsy, I've been here the whole time. I'm like, you're different. He's like, no. Anyway, my first uncle was great. Anyway, he would be in the museum if I could find him. Oh, my first hernia obviously would be tacked to the wall, wriggling. I don't know if I like that reverb. But I'm not going to do anything about that. Anyway, that's what it was going to be. Bucci's Museum. You want to know about Bucci? Come to this museum now, which is going to be the tagline for the museum. But then I guess kind of life got in the way. And the television show Rome, you know, so I you know, life, and then I was watching Rome a lot. So I just sort of forgot about it. And also I had to be like, you know, I spent a lot of the time, you know, last 13 months monitoring this weird, like, mole that's been on my foot. And it's growing and shrinking and growing and shrinking. And I don't know why it's doing that. So I've been just kind of worried about that. And then so, you know, the grand idea, the grandiose plan of Bucci's Museum became the museum of white walls and power outlets. You want to look at a power outlet in an empty room? Come to this museum. Which I tried out, but no one wants that either. So anyway, I found out this week, this is all to say, I found out this week I'm losing the lease of the space, the building. So I have to either sell it or use it.
Bucci loses.
So, you know, this is one of the reasons I can't, I wasn't, I'm a little skagots. I had all these ideas, and I really had a lot of optimism about this project, and I don't want to just sell it. So what should it be? I was walking around the block, yelling into the night. What should it be? The museum of, what kind of a museum? A museum of imaginary friends? A museum of first names? Pretty good. You know, you could have just plaques or, you know, that says Steve, Bucci, and then other names. I can't think of any other names right now, but maybe that. No, that was a bad idea. The wife, the current wife, Mrs. Bucci, slapped that down. Slapped it out of the sky like she's goaltending, as the Roots say. Museum of things Bucci should have said to that waiter who said he ordered the sweet potato fries when Bucci definitely asked for crinkle-cut fries. And then there was a whole argument, and, I had all these retorts, but they stayed unretorted. So maybe it could be museum of that, but that's so... I don't even know what that is, you know? I don't even think you need a whole seven-story museum for that. So all these ideas are ultimately decided to be bad or taken. And, you know, I thought, you know what? Curse this museum. I'm going to turn it into a friggin' Chase Bank. It's going to be the Museum of Currency and ATM fees. And that's going to go away. Another dream deferred. But then, like, 2 minutes. Literally 2 minutes. I was walking into the studio, and it came to me, bang! I know what it's gonna be. What if there was a museum devoted to all the things that were started but never finished? All the things that people never did, but almost did, but never did, but almost did, but started, but never finished. Museum like this very project, something that started with a lot of optimism but turned out to be more trouble than it's worth. And like, I'm pretty tired. The mood stabilizer I'm on kind of tuckers the old DJ out. But I thought that was a good idea. Like, so, like, because everyone has that. Everyone. Oh my God, too loud. Everyone has it. You do.
You
do. Poems in your head that you never wrote. Paint samples that you've tacked to a wall, but you've never painted. Mason jar full of screws, but you've forgotten why. And I'd call it the Museum of Unfinished Projects. Bingo! I screamed, setting off a car alarm. That's what I'm gonna do. That's the best idea, or at least the, you know, the only idea that I have. It's the kind of museum that resonates with people, because nothing resonates with people more than failure. Everyone has something they never finished. There are more things that are unfinished than finished in the world. If everything was finished, we'd be done.
Was I close enough there?
Wrong drop. Wrong drop.
Almost kisses?
Ugh, wrong drop. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I want to make the Museum of Unfinished Projects, and I need your, because I know you folks out there. I know you haven't finished a lot. I mean, you can't even finish a ham sandwich. So I think that's what I want to do. So because, I mean, I want to I want to finish this project. Ironically, I want to finish, and I want to start and finish the Museum of Unfinished Projects in this hour. So I'm curating it. I'm curating this curse word. The food truck that's just a doodle on a napkin. The wedding scrapbook that's just, you know, open it up and there's just a post-it note on it that says, get married to a person. Jigsaw puzzle that's in the box. So that's what I think that's I think this is going to be a good one, because I really feel like once you put things in the Museum of Unfinished Projects, then it's almost your project has a venue. It is complete. You know, you have presented it, even as unfinished work. You know, it still has worth, like a friggin' Nabokov novel. Anyway, he never finished a book. So I think this is going to work. I have a crazy, crazy feeling that this is going to work. It's Lou Reed. Crazy feeling. Only on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is
curating the Museum of Unfinished.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
I know just what you mean, because you got that crazy feeling. Nah, 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 you got that crazy feeling.
Oh boy, crazy feeling. Lou Reed from his album Coney Island Baby. I tell you one thing about that album, Coney Island Baby, it is finished. That is a complete album. But so it's not going to go in our museum, the Museum of Unfinished Projects.
Museum.
That's what we're going to be filling. We're going to be tacking.
Unfinished.
I almost cursed. Stuff to these walls all hour long. All the things that you've never finished. The band that you were going to, that you always wanted to form, called Rat Libido. Man, I want to form that band. Call Gabucci. Nope, no you don't.
Maddie.
Hey, who's this?
it's Addy.
Hey, Addy, how you doing?
Bucci, it's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Long time no talking to you.
Long time.
Oh, yeah. Relatively speaking.
I love the museum.
Oh, you love a nice museum, right? Who doesn't love a museum?
I love a nice museum.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good one.
So
I have something for it.
Go ahead, Addy. What is what do you think? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm thinking a reboot of Columbo, but every episode is kind of a different new actor. Channing Tatum.
Rami,
what's his face?
Malek?
Rami Malek.
So this is your idea. This is something you've always wanted to do, is like, I want to reboot Columbo with a different Columbo every time?
It's been like the last few weeks, maybe.
Not finished, though. This thing better not be finished. Is it finished?
It's not finished. It's not going. It's not going anywhere.
So they did reboot a sideways reboot of Columbo. It was the Poker Face. It's called Poker Face. I don't know if you ever saw that. It's with Natasha Leone.
That's not the same thing.
It's always Natasha Leone in every episode.
These are existing Columbo episodes.
For better or for worse.
There's nothing new about the episode except.
Oh, I see. So it's the old Columbos.
It's the same exact Columbo.
But it's a new Columbo every time. And you would think Rami Malek or Remy Malek, he's going to be a good Columbo?
I'm just shopping. Each episode's different, you
Idris
know?
Idris Elba, maybe.
Will Smith's doing a lot of these, trying to get back into it these days.
Yeah. Channing Tatum's a very...
Jack Black.
Yes.
Black,
What'd you say?
Jack White.
Jack White, the musician, as Columbo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Jack White, the
back to back. Channing Tatum's an interesting one. He's very confident and cool, which is sort of the opposite of Columbo. But it doesn't mean our modern this new Columbo could be a bully.
Halle Berry,
that's a good one. Halle Berry as Columbo. Halle Berry as Columbo.
Pretty good.
And then Halle Berry would have to solve the crime of the corrupt police chief who is committing murders or whatever.
And Kate Blanchett solves the wine cellar.
Oh, yeah, that was, sure. Kate Blanchett's in the one, Any Old Port in the Storm, it's called. Right. Addy, that's a great one. We're going to tack that to the wall. Good one. And keep working on that, but not too much, because then if you finish it, it's out of the museum.
Great.
All right,
great.
Bye. 201-209-9368. We're curating the Museum of Unfinished Projects. What have you unfinished? You know what? Something that will be finished is this call. There is a time limit on this next call. Caller Igabuchi. Hello? Hey, I'm talking to you.
You.
Hey, thanks for picking up this time.
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Seth.
Jeff. Okay, Jeff. Jeff,
Adage.
What do you want on the unfinished projects wall, the Museum of Unfinished Projects? What do you think would be the best contribution?
I got it. I got you, man. I got it.
Don't get me.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
but don't.
It's,
don't get me.
Kind of conceptual and really rather inspirational, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you hope it's inspirational, right? It's not inspirational yet because it's unfinished.
That's
no one's inspired by something that's not finished. Nobody.
That's for sure.
Wait, people in the chat saying they're inspired by things that are unfinished. Don't worry about that. Okay, so what is it?
So you load this pot up with mirrors.
You load what up with mirrors?
You load your spot, your museum.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. This is just your room. This isn't the whole museum. It's just going to be your little wing of this museum.
Well, yeah, whatever I can get out of it, for sure. But all mirrors, nothing but mirrors. So at every angle I turn, I see myself or others, and, it's like, well, that's it. That's me. I'm not finished. I'm the incomplete project. I have a life. Meaning, to fulfill.
Okay, so you are the incomplete pattern. So in your thing, there would just be a mirror, and it would be the it would say unfinished projects on the wall in a tape, and it would be a mirror, and you look into it, and it's like you're the unfinished project. I actually do like that.
Yeah,
which I hate saying.
I'd have mirrors all over.
No,
so
just
I
one mirror.
Whomever, myself and whatever else is in the room from any angle, and then, you know, I get to understand that, yeah, you get it. You know,
I do get it. Like, so you can have all the reflections.
I'm really kind of a thing that I can't see, but I can see the reflections of me or you.
Right.
Or...
And you can have all the reflections in the world, but you're still incomplete, right? I mean, the reflection is complete, but you yourself are not.
Yeah, anything that I see in the mirror is incomplete. Nothing is finished. You already stated that, right?
Right. Well, the reflection is finished. The reflection has been successful. You've successfully reflected. Sure. So that's off to the races. But after that, you're done. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeff, that was really great, and, you know, that's the end of that sentence. Goodbye. Caller, you got Shabooch. Hello. I'm going to put this call in the Museum of Unfinished Projects. All right, hold on. Let me tack it to the wall. Ah, that's a sharp tack. All right, goodbye. 201-209-9368. We're lining the walls of Bucci's Museum of Unfinished Projects with your unfinished projects. What have you started and not finished? What have you wanted to start and wanted to finish, but you haven't even started it. It's still in your head. You know? The eggplant that you never turned into soup. Your own graveyard that you just haven't filled with bodies yet. It's just a baseball field now. Caller, you go Bucci. Caller, you have Bucci. You got your Booch.
I got my Booch. Oh. You got your Zachary. I'm sorry, Bucci.
Hey, Zachary. How are you doing?
Hey, doing all right.
Okay.
Soggy, but doing all right.
Okay. Why are you soggy?
I really
didn't want to ask that question, but like the little Bucci in the back of my head said, ask him why he's soggy. Why are you soggy?
Oh, we've had a lot of rain.
Okay, not interesting. I thought it was going to be some other reason, like someone threw a bucket of blood on you or something, which I've been always wondering.
That wasn't this year.
Because of all your furs that you're wearing. Okay, Zachary, what do you want to add to the Museum of Unfinished Projects? I picture you in a shed filled with all the things that, you know, half-finished things. But is that the truth?
Are you been looking at me on Google Street View or something?
Yeah, that's right. So what is, pull one thing off your filthy, sketchy shed wall, and what is it? Like, what should we add to this museum? I'm not going to pay you for this, by the way.
This is part of a little free library I was building.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so it doesn't have the door yet. It's got part of the roof.
Roof.
And there's one area that has one type of shingle and another area that has another type of shingle on it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't decide yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was waiting for this other one that looked pretty good to go on sale.
Okay, so you're building this book nook or book.
Do you know? Are you familiar with little free libraries?
Yeah. You stick them on your front of your lawn. It's like a mailbox, but you take things out of it instead of put things into it.
Yeah, it's like a newspaper distribution.
I think it's more like a mailbox that you take things out of instead of put things into it. I like to think of it in that way.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to go in people's mailboxes. The newspaper stand thing.
Adage.
All right. So you want to always, you're trying to build this thing, but you haven't finished it. Is that basically what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, the door's not on it. The roof's not done.
Roof.
I'll probably still need to paint it.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to finish this thing? I mean, do you like, okay, I just need a long weekend to finish this thing? Or have you kind of abandoned this idea? And all your books are just sitting on your front lawn like a friggin' Dodge.
Well, I'll good intentions on Saturdays, you know, usually come about, but you know, it doesn't happen.
I'm going to ask you, do you want to include your project in the Museum of Unfinished Projects, or do you want to just do you want to finish it?
No, I can. I can always start another one.
No, wait.
And I'll finish that one.
You can't finish this, but you can finish other things. But just if you finish it, then it's done.
Yeah, I won't finish that one.
Okay, you better not. All right, that's a really good one. And we'll say never finish, but it will be a little thing. It's like what are you calling it again? Book nook? It's not a book nook. What are you calling it?
Not a book nook. No, it's a little free library.
Free library. And it says wood, paint, staples, cardboard, you know, by Zachary, you know, your last name.
Thanks, Bucci.
And also it'll have some mention of Bucci, and it'll say, like, listen to
Bucci. Oh, yeah. How much
Friday
we were,
night,
we were
6 to 7 p.m.
And we liked and respected each other.
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, that, yes. And then there'll be like a Sharpie crossover that. All right, I'm going to not to cross a Sharpie over you, Zachary, but that's exactly what I'm going to do. Goodbye. Claudia Gabucci.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Henry.
Hey, Henry, how are you?
Good.
Henry, let me write this down. Okay, Henry. Henry, have you started something that you've never finished? And want to contribute to the Museum of Unfinished Projects?
Museum.
Yes.
Good.
Unfinished.
What is it?
Getting my $10.
So people might not know, this is Henry. I beat Henry at horse racing last year.
I beat you.
And we were gambling. We were making it interesting. And then a really super interesting thing happened where Bucci crushed Henry's horse.
No, you didn't.
And he okay. So in the museum, in this museum of dreams, you in this museum of unfinished projects is your quest to get $10 from Bucci. Like, how? What do you? Yeah. If you walk into a museum, what am I looking at?
No, wait, Bucci.
Yes.
It's not just $10 anymore. It's $30.
Okay. Let's just entertain this for the sake of the topic. So when I walk into this section of the Henry's wing of the Museum of Unfinished Projects, and I look at
Henry
the wall
and Hero,
what am I looking at though? Am I looking at like, I don't know, like the stencil of $30 on the wall, and it says place $30 here?
You're looking at two checks of $30, and they both say Henry and Hero.
Okay, but they're uncashed, right? Or they're unsigned. I haven't signed them, and I never will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once you sign them,
then you'll have the $10, and that will mean that the transaction is finished, and thus you will be ejected from the Museum of Unfinished Projects. Unfortunately,
no, I won't be ejected. I'll get to own everything you own.
Everything I do own does cost about $30, so you could actually own Bucci. Oh, my God. All right, Henry. That's an interesting one, though. It's sort of a pipe dream. I don't know if it's going to, I don't know if it's going to come true, because I would rather be dead than pay you $30. Henry?
Bye.
Okay. Henry, this is a good one. I appreciate you calling in. Have a great day.
Bye.
He's going to pursue me into that graveyard I haven't finished yet. I just, he is, you know, he sent some guy he had this sandpaper skin, and he was pounding on the door with a stick trying to get it. He's like, give me the $30. Caller, you got Chibooch.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hi, is this Ms. Kabuchi?
It is. Who is this?
Oh, hello, and I understand you're talking about something I haven't finished.
Yes, we are creating I'm curating the Museum of Unfinished Projects.
Museum of Unfinished Projects.
So, what is a project that you haven't finished, right, that you've always wanted to finish, or even always wanted to start, but you haven't? And, we finally found a place for it, and it's in Bucci's museum.
Museum of Unfinished Projects.
I see. Well, what I haven't finished was a song that I was trying to write.
Okay.
Did you want to hear a part of it?
Yes.
When I say it, man, you better listen to me. I said, come on, baby, you can climb that tree. We'd love to see you up there, and we need you there. Come on, baby, climb that tree. What do you think, huh? Hello?
Yeah, hey, what's it called?
Called Say It Man.
That sounds pretty complete to me. Like, what do you imagine? Like, what are, you want other verses in there?
Yes, yes. I'm trying to finish the verses, but it's kind of difficult because I wrote that song 40 years ago. And my friend used to...
has a lot of references to Ronald Reagan.
Yes, it was around Reagan's time,
oh,
yes. Because
yeah.
I'm a very old man now.
Sure.
And,
well, we all are.
I just wanted to let you know that one of these days I'm going to put out a record, and it's going to be one of these trashy records with all these stupid songs. But, you know, mm-hmm. I try to be funny, but you know how that goes.
I don't, but I understand that. But you know what? I think this is a, you know, you can stop working on this thing. You can go work. I'm freeing you up to work on other songs, because the song that you've been working on for 40 years is now being displayed for everyone. The lyrics are written
right.
on the wall of the Museum of Unfinished Projects. I'm not going to say what they're written in,
right.
but they are memorialized or immortalized, something.
Right. Well, I've got another song, too, if you want to hear
it. All right. Is it a long song? It's not like something, not some King Crimson thing, is it? It's like
no,
a short little...
No, it's going to be the Mammy and Pappy came down the street. Yes, Tap Tootie, they're carrying their sheets. They don't care, you know, who you are. They just need to carry their sheets.
Call Gabucci. Call Gabucci. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hey, who's this?
Franco.
Oh yeah. Hey Franco. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Good, good, good. You chewing some gum?
Yeah. No.
Could you?
There's gum in the kitchen, but I'm sitting in the living room.
Okay. Well, next time.
I want to get up.
Next time.
Yeah, next time I'll put gum in my mouth.
You keep gum in your kitchen, by the way? Is it like a cookie jar, but for gum?
Well, no, it's not my gum, actually. It's my partner.
Your partner's gum?
She okay. chews Nicorette.
Oh, I see. I see. I see.
Yeah, so it's kept in the kitchen. For what reason? I have no
idea. I don't know either. But, you know, your partner sounds like... their unfinished project is quitting smoking.
That's one way of looking at it.
It's the only way.
But I don't know. There's no smoking that goes on in this house.
Great, great.
So except when I'm burning a tortilla on the flame, you know, that's the smoking that's done around here.
I see. So when let me just write that down.
Yeah.
All right, so Franco, so if it's not the tortillas or the gum that's unfinished, what is unfinished? Because you're a complete guy. You seem to be, you know, you're a factotum, right? Can I use that word in that way? You know, you are...
You just did.
Yeah, so you are everything. You're everywhere. So what have you not finished? Like, you've always wanted to finish this thing, but you've heard the show. Well, what do you got?
The laundry.
Okay, how long have you been not finishing the laundry for?
Well, let's just take today, for example. I didn't finish the laundry. I did one load of essentials, but there's so much more.
Okay, so laundry. But it's not all your laundry that you've ever done, but it's just today's laundry? Is that what you're saying?
Well...
Because that's going to be tough, because eventually you will wash the clothes, right? It's not like...
I don't know about that.
Really? You think that...
I might just throw them away.
You have, like, jeans that just stand up on their own, and they're, like, just... They're so caked with concrete that they just stand up sit next to you on the on the couch?
Yeah. But mostly, it's, like, it's not those. I would never put those in the washing machine.
Right.
But it's really, like, socks. Right. Socks are the sort of the existential dilemma. Why am I always washing socks, but I always run out of socks? That's the reason why is... I only wear black socks, and a lot of them wind up behind the washing machine,
mm-hmm.
and I can't see them.
All my socks turn into puppets.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. What do you put on your feet when it's cold outside?
Bitchy adage. Puppets.
Okay.
Actual puppets.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Okay. So I have fake puppets as socks on my hands, and on my feet, I got real puppets.
Well, I know for a fact that they do things... Kind of different than New York City.
It's a little bit backwards. Okay. All right, so your unfinished projects are your socks, basically. It's never going to get done. It's just multiplying and multiplying and multiplying.
Yeah, I just go to Rite Aid and buy... No,
no,
not Rite Aid.
There's no more CBS. Rite Aid. Rite
there
Aid,
is no more Rite Aid.
Rite Aid,
the CBS
Rite Aid finished.
Up on the corner, and I buy, you know, more socks.
Right. So meanwhile, all right, that's a great, you know what, this is a great example. So we're going to staple, you know, maybe 50 socks to the wall, and it'll say,
at least,
it'll say unfinished socks, cloth,
right,
silk, sweat.
Clothes has been nailed to the wall.
By Franco.
In today's art world.
That sounds like art to me. That sounds like an art to me.
You know, but
that's
an
art.
Like my dirty laundry.
Yes, of course. And also, those, I mean, when you tape a banana to a Dell laptop, I mean, that's clearly, that's done. There's no perfecting that. But, so that was not welcome in our museum. But socks, they always want to be washed.
Well,
they're all crying out,
everyone can relate to socks.
I'm so dirty. I'm so freaking
I think.
Dirty. Yes, everyone can. Everyone, well, not everyone, but lots of people can.
Unless you're one of those natural types like Gypsy Boots who doesn't wear socks.
Right.
Oh, you don't know who Gypsy Boots is. You're too young and you're on the wrong side of the country.
Okay.
Never mind.
All right. Well, email me about Gypsy Boots later. Thank you, Franco, for contributing. The Museum of Unfinished Ideas is not finished unless it has you in it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 201-209-9368. We're curating the Museum of Unfinished Projects, all the things, something that you have always wanted to finish but haven't. You know, you have a handful of blueberries.
Blueberries. Blueberries.
And you just now, you only, they're all half bitten. What other things? The yoga mat that you haven't used since you gave birth on it. YouTube channel. Bushi's got a YouTube channel. Don't search for it. Called Welcome to Harlan County, the Justified, Talking Justified show. Episode 1, an introduction. And then there's nothing else. There's no episode 2. You know, the baseball hat that you haven't finished turning all the way backwards. Like you've just like, you know. I wanted, this thing has got to be backwards, and it isn't yet. It's only like a three-quarter tilt. Dream journal. When I was a man, I wanted to journal my dreams to figure out what was going on. Now, there was a couple of stumbling blocks. One, I never sleep. Can't sleep. I just end up trying to punch myself unconscious. And the other thing is like, I just couldn't wrestle up a nightmare, a sleeping nightmare. And to write your waking nightmares is defeats the purpose, because I know about those. I'm trying to interpret my dreams. So I have, if you look, and I'm talking to you.
You.
At my dream journal, there's only one page, and it just says, had a nightmare, and then it says cul-de-sac. And that's the end of the dream journal. So that would be up in the Museum of Unfinished Projects. Call Igabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Wait, hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, hi.
You're doing the, I was just listening to you on the radio. You're doing the...
Museum of Unfinished Projects. That's it?
Yeah, I have an unfinished project.
All right. Who is this? Wait, who is this? Don't finish. Complete, tell me your name. What's your name?
Julian. Lillian.
Oh, Lillian. Okay. What do you got?
I was in a play.
Okay.
It's called Crazy for You. But I kind of dropped out. And then I kind of made the play shut down.
Were you the lead?
No.
So you dropping out ended the play?
I don't know. It was like a chain of events. I was the first to drop out, and then everyone else dropped out.
And there was something, was it because the play was just never going to get, it was just a flawed experiment to start with, or there was some sort of toxic presence in the theater, or what? What was the reason it didn't get finished?
I feel like it was more like nobody knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun.
It was fun, but then you just kind of walked away from it.
Yeah,
do you,
Yep. This kid kept yelling the whole time. I don't like that guy.
What was he yelling?
I don't really remember. I think he was just screaming the song.
Okay, so do you have regrets? Do you have regrets that you stopped?
A little. I feel like I'm a good singer. I feel like I could have done it, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and this wasn't something that you wrote, right? This is an existing, Crazy for You is an existing
play? Like from the 1940s or something.
Oh, it's like a farce, like a drawing room kind of farce or comedy or something? Is that kind
yeah,
of...
Yeah, it's like a rom-com.
Yeah. All right, that's pretty good. And so I would... What would you think would, when we go into the wing, the Lillian wing of this museum, what do we... Is it the script that's on the wall, that's tacked to the wall, or is it like a photo of you walking away from the theater, or like what do you think we're going to look at when we come into this?
I think there should be a script of the play you can read.
Yep.
Where I underline where all the... There was a lot of racist and sexist stuff in the play. I don't know why we picked that one.
Okay. Well, it sounds like it's good that you walked away from it then. Like it sounds like you dodged a bullet there. You shouldn't have finished that thing. Yeah, maybe you kind of like... It's a scream... it's the... play, but it's like it's only the part until you walked away, like it's only that part when you were present, and then the rest of it is in the trash, which it sounds like it deserves to be.
I think it was the part where I walked away was definitely the part where nobody else would sing when I sang. I'm in the ensemble.
Right.
Everyone else is also supposed to sing.
Right. So you were the only one singing in the ensemble. No one else would want to sing.
No, I mean, they were singing, but they were very quiet. I feel like...
Oh, I see. Well, you sound like you have a powerful singing voice.
I sound like a jerk right now. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Do you remember a little hint of the song that you can sing right now? Just a little bit? So
oh.
We can... Just a little bit. Don't sing the whole thing with all the racism in it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to skip that part.
Okay, great. So why don't you do a little singing?
Oh. I can't remember the lyrics.
Oh, okay.
A year ago.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, Lillian. All right. Well, I mean, you know what? It's good that you walked away, but at least this stance of yours has been immortalized in the Museum of Unfinished Project,
yes.
And you always can
but
go
also
and watch
put
it.
A picture of that kid's face in there and a little excerpt of him screaming. Thank
okay,
you.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Maybe a little audio, like a little mic speaker in the wall that's just him going, ah! All right, bye, Lillian. Call you a Chabooch.
Boochie.
Ah.
Oh, my God. It's Jessa.
Oh, hey, Jessa.
Hi.
Yes, hi. What do you got? What's in the Museum of Unfinished Projects?
I put my thing in the chat because it took me forever to get through. I was like, I guess I'm not going to get to call.
Okay, what is
right,
what
so
is it?
It's
what
an
do you got?
Unfinished mixtape from the 90s.
Oh, I see. Were you going to give it to someone?
No, it goes... Was I going to give it to someone? I don't actually remember.
Okay. Well, that's an unfinished memory.
yeah. I actually have on one cassette tape.
Smooth Booch.
Really good. I used to, with a friend in Rhode Island, I used to do a radio show.
Uh-huh.
And I have like 10 minutes of the radio show.
I see.
On a tape.
Oh, an unfinished radio show. I can't relate to that, but I understand. Interesting.
And so that cassette tape would actually be... Perfect.
You know what? I'm gonna
radio show.
That's great. I'm gonna take a big nail. And I'm gonna poke it right through I'm gonna drive it right through the cassette, and it'll be on the wall, and it will say, "Unfinished Radio, Jessa Project," or something like that. It's gonna be a weirdly worded title thing, but it'll be Thank you, Jessa.
Unfinished broadcast.
Yeah.
There's time.
Did you have a name? So did you have a name for this radio show? Was it? It wasn't called Boochie, was it?
No, it wasn't called Boochie. It was Jessa versus Cyrus.
Okay.
I don't know. We were in college, Jessa. So it was kind of basic.
That's not a great title, I would say.
No, it's not. It's not. We didn't. I don't. Think
feels like it relies
it
on
it wasn't
you.
It's very refined.
It's not very refined. It's not refined like Boochie is refined. Like you know what you're getting.
You know, you could actually accompany
what you're
this
predominantly
sort of
getting is
board
Boochie.
About you know sort of the unfinished concept of the show.
Sure. I mean, maybe the concept and the show itself is unfinished, which sounds like it was half-baked and deserved to die anyway. Jessa, thank you so much, and sorry for all the phone calls. Boochie is very popular.
Yeah, you better be.
Goodbye. Well, we have some. We have filled some of this. We have. I have 17 more wings of this museum to fill, but I have this little corner which I think I can get some squatters' rights going because I've packed it with enough things that they can't throw me out and say that there's nothing. You just have an empty ass museum. So cursy. But I'll tell you one thing that is finished. It's Bucci for another week, and there's nothing like the feeling you get when a Bucci comes to an end, dovetails perfectly into a fist. Every day, it's every Friday at 7 o'clock, and another fist opens up, and that fist is for Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. Hey, have you finished anything? I can't. I interrupted. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online and all the time at your boy WFMU.org. Don't stop finishing your projects. There's a place for you. It's at Bucci Museum. And who listens to Bucci? You Ducci.